This anniversary gathering, intended to show unity and solidarity amongst NATO's 29 members, has been unable to hide deep differences between countries on a number of matters. Tuesday saw sharp exchanges between the presidents of the United States and France, and there are disagreements over Turkey's recent military action in northern Syria. But on Wednesday, NATO's Secretary-General Jens Stoltenberg reaffirmed the alliance's main principles, including one for all and all for one, meaning that each nation would come to another's defence if attacked. He also noted the unprecedented progress that's being made in regard to burden sharing and spending on collective defence. The UK Prime Minister, Boris Johnson, added that there is a shared willingness to push NATO forward for the next 70 years, and that it should be celebrated as the most successful alliance in history. Benji Hire, Watford.